Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das ist eine Woche im Perikhes Mishnah Zayin. Nisarev bedam psulin. The blood of a kosher carbon got mixed up with the blood of a carbon that is not kosher. For example, says the Batanura, let's say the carbon was shechted with the kayan thinking, ooh, I'm going to eat this chutz lizmana. The blood of that carbon is possible, and it got mixed up with blood that is kosher. Yeshafech la'ama. Pour it into a special canal, a channel of water. What's this channel of water? I want to remind you what we learned in the fifth Perek. At the southwest corner of the base of the Mizbeach, there were two holes. They were like drain holes. Leftover blood of some of the Kabbanis were poured into this drain hole. And where did the blood go from there? What did the drain lead to? It led to like this channel of water that flowed through the Azara. It started near the Mizbeach. It ran south to the Shar HaMayim, from there to Nachal Kidron. The blood of the Kabbanis passed through these holes. It mixed with whatever was in this channel. And there it fertilized the fields, and how that wasn't the problem of Mi'ila. So that the Mefarshim deal with. Well, over here, in Perik Ches, Mishnah Zayin, we're told that if the blood of a kosher carbon gets mixed up with the blood of a pasul carbon, that's where you should pour it. Wait a second. How come I can't do what I did in the previous Mishnah? When it got mixed up with wine, got mixed up with water. There's kosher blood in this mixture. Put it on the Mizbeach. The blood that's not kosher, I don't mean to put it up on the Mizbeach L'shem Zrika. When I say put it up on the Mizbeach, I mean to be Zarikin on the Mizbeach. What can I say? As long as the dam kosher would be recognizable over here, make believe the rest is water. And the answer is, here I'm much more concerned than when it gets mixed up with water. What if someone's going to say, oh, I have over here dam sulam, but you could be Zarikin on the Mizbeach. I saw myself the way the Kayan took dam sulam and put it up on the Mizbeach. He's going to confuse it with dam sulam that's mixed up with dam kosher. Vayter zok the Mishnah, or if the blood, the kosher blood that's supposed to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach got mixed up with dam tamsis. What's dam tamsis? The blood that's a kapara is dam hanefesh. The kohen shechts the animal, blood shoots out. That's dam hanefesh. That's the dam where the animal loses its nefesh. In other words, it passes away with that dam. That's the kapara for the person. The person is makriv the carbon right. He has a mind, oh, this should be instead of me. He has a kapara. The dam that oozes out afterwards or drips out, that's called dam tamsis. That, you're not zoyrik on the Mizbeach. If the dam hanefesh gets mixed up with the dam tamsis, here too we say yeshafech la'ama, pour it into the channel. Why don't I say, make believe the dam tamsis is water? And if there's enough dam hanefesh over here, that it would give the appearance of dam, put it all on the Mizbeach. Let's just say the dam tamsis doesn't count, as long as the mixture has within it some dam nefesh. And here, too, the concern is that maybe someone's going to say, you could only use dam tamsis. I saw it myself. He's not going to realize that was dam tamsis mixed with dam nefesh. Now, Rabbi Eliezer says it's kosher, lechatchila, if the dam and nefesh gets mixed up with the dam tamsis. And the reason for that is because, Tainat Rabbi Eliezer, it's very rare. There should be more dam tamsis than dam nefesh. Whenever you have like a mixture, you're going to have more dam nefesh than dam tamsis. So we're going to treat this like dam chulin that's mixed up with dam kachem. There's no reason to be geyser. Rabbi Eliezer will agree when it gets mixed up with dam psulin, that's a milsa de shchicha. No, taka pour it out. The Tanakama disagrees. The Tanakama says that sometimes you can have more dam tamsis than dam nefesh, and you'll only have the dam tamsis. So even in this case where I have more dam nefesh than dam tamsis, I don't want to take a chance. But imloy nimlach. Let's say the kohen didn't ask what to do. The Kayan had dam tamsis got mixed up with dam nefesh. He didn't come to ask the Rav what to do. He just put it up on the Mizbeach. Kosher. Then even the Tanakam is maida that lemaisa the carpet is kosher because it's just a gzeira, and b'di'evit it is kosher. Just if he would come to ask, we would say pour it out. So again, in our Mishnah we learned if dam psulin gets mixed up with kosher blood, blood from a carbon that's kosher with blood from a carbon, let's say, with a kohen shechted and thinking is going to eat the meat after the time, pour it out. Pour it into that special channel. If the dam hanefesh, which is what is necessary for zrika, gets mixed up with the dam tamsis, pour it out. Rabbi Eliezer says, no kosher, because What are you scared of? He may just use the Dama Tamsis. It's almost always you'll have more Dama Nefesh and Dama Tamsis. To say that there's so little Dama Nefesh here that it's only Dama Tamsis is Milsid Lashchicha. Say Alt Rebbe Eliezer, but everybody agrees that even though the Halachians, like the Chachamim, that if the Kohen would come to ask, what do I do if Dama Nefesh that gets mixed up with Dama Tamsis, we would tell him to spill it into the channel. But if he didn't ask, he just put it up on the Mizbeach, sprinkle it on the Mizbeach, but the Evid, it's kosher.